y'all. So good afternoon, grand rising, good morning, good evening, good day to you wherever you may be. So I wanted to come on real quick. Do you all remember when I predicted a blackout in the Northeast? Okay, well, I said that a couple of months ago, that there would be a blackout in the Northeast. How many people remember me saying that? If you remember me saying that and you're listening to this on YouTube, please hit the like button on the video. I said there would be a blackout in the Northeast. And now, what is this news of over a million people without power? Now, I hope that, you know, I wanted to come on and, you know, send my well wishes to the people in those regions, because there are several content creators and others that I know of that live in Ohio, Michigan, and the states that are currently affected. And, you know, the interesting thing is that the Most High has been on me about getting a generator anyway, even though I live in the Southeast, you know, because these blackouts are going to increase. Okay, let me also tell you that the Schumann resonance was off the chain yesterday. All right. Now, power outages will increase, okay? The news that I saw yesterday said over a million people, it was like yesterday, August 11th, 2021, going into August 12th. It was around midnight this morning, because today is Thursday, August 12th. And so it's around midnight this morning, around 12 a.m. this morning, that I heard the news. Someone had posted a news short, and it was some strong storms that went across Michigan and the Great Lakes area. And it left over a million. The initial number was a million plus without power across that area. Now, of course, this has been updated, but this is power outages across northern Michigan, storms, trees down. They're saying as of 11 hours ago, around 600,000 people in Michigan without power. And there are some people in Ohio also without power, okay? And in other states. So, you know, let me tell you that I said there will be a blackout in the Northeast, but I don't know if this is it. This is the Northeast, technically. This is the Northeast, but I don't know if this is the big one they were talking about. Okay, they say, yes, it was the big one they were talking about. This is the blackout that I predicted months ago. I said there would be a blackout in the Northeast. This is the one, okay? This is the one that I was talking about. And you all can check your guides for verification if you want. So, excuse me, I'm sorry. Those who are in the area are without power. I know that that's... the interesting thing is that, you know, we had a big Schumann resonance spike yesterday. And if it wasn't yesterday, the 11th, it was the 10th. And the Schumann resonance was really off the charts, okay? And I saw quite a bit of content on it for YouTube, okay, or on YouTube. I'm searching something right quick. Now, there were some people making some commentary that there was a 500% spike in the Schumann resonance on August 11th, just yesterday. And then there's this power outage. So see, people need to respect the divine, okay? People need to respect the divine. Now, some people might say, well, the Schumann resonance doesn't have to do with the power outage and the storm. Yes, the fuck it does. Because those of you that heard me on that video yesterday where I was describing that covert operations heard that fucking thunder rolling when I was talking. Okay, there are real gods and deities out here that do respond to certain people in certain circumstances. Now, I don't know the deeper meaning consciously of why the blackout occurred, but I will say that the Schumann resonance was 500% higher yesterday, August 11th, and then bam, power's out, storms and then power outage. There was some thunder, and some wind picking up here, and a few little droplets came down as I was doing the upload yesterday called Covert Operations in the Astral Realms, but it didn't actually rain, so that was a good thing. And today it's supposed to be sunny, so we'll see. And I think the next couple of days supposed to be sunny here, but it's important for those of you who can get a generator or some other power source to get one, because this kind of stuff is going to become more and more unpredictable. We saw what happened with the dark winter that they were predicting to you for 6 months before it ever fucking happened. They kept saying it's going to be a dark winter, the dark winter, the dark winter. And then Texas, what happened? Texas froze the fuck up and had no power for, some of the people didn't have power for weeks. Okay. You wouldn't expect that to happen in Texas, right? Because Texas don't usually have winters like that, right? Maybe northern Texas, close to the Colorado border, but Texas don't usually have no winters like that, right? But you saw what happened. See, and we saw what happened in Germany with them floods. Nature is rebelling. The Schumann resonance does affect the planet. It does affect electrical grids, CMEs, coronal mass ejections, plasma expulsion. That kind of stuff does affect electrical grids because it's radiation and it's nuclear energy. And the electrical grid works off of nuclear power, so it can cause a surge. Now, I know this is storm related, okay, but the 500% plus spike does affect the atmosphere, causing storms and other weather anomalies because the atmosphere is charged with what? Electricity. Just like your electricity turns on your devices and all that, the storms are powered by electrical ions or electrons. Okay, protons, neutrons, electrons, etc. So when there's a spike like that, the storms get mighty powerful, and then the spike can affect grids. This is the blackout that I predicted months ago. Over 1 million people without power, that's a lot of people. Now I'm sure power has been restored in a lot of areas, and I pray that, my fellow content creators out there and people have gotten their power back, but I know there are a lot that haven't. So we have to take good care of each other. If you know somebody that has children and you have the financial resources, somebody close to you or somebody who's elderly that can't survive heat like that and can't be sitting up in no hot house or no cold house, consider gifting them a generator or consider donating some money to a fund that will help people with alternative power sources. Something as simple as a handheld power bank would help an elderly person keep their phone charged up. Them things are $20 or $30. You can get them on eBay and Amazon. Power bank, solar power bank, charge it up. Make sure to remind them that they have to charge it up periodically. You can't just let it stay dead, for days or months at a time and then expect it to work when you need it. Portable power banks, affordable alternative options, okay? Make sure elderly people that just regular people have that, so they can communicate. Now, if the grids are down and the power is down like that, then the towers may be down, but the towers will remain open for emergency. They have backup power usually. They're not gonna, like, all the service is not gonna be cut out. Your Wi-Fi will be out, but usually all the service is not gonna be cut out everywhere. You'll be able to get some kind of service somewhere, even if you're roaming, just because they have to be able to get to people in the nick of time and in a real emergency. If there's some serious electrical shock or something, they need to be able to get to people. So they got to be able to call around, Emergency response personnel have to be able to communicate with their centers and stuff. So there's still ways to communicate. But think about these things, okay? Solar power, generators, power banks. I have a couple of power banks, but I need some more. I'm going to be buying some more. Absolutely. Because the power went out here 6 hours one day and there was no fucking weather reason for it. Power was out for six motherfucking hours one day. And this was during the winter. It wasn't super cold, but it was chilly enough. It was like on a mild day. Fortunately, I live in the South where it ain't bitterly cold. But still, 6 hours is a long time to be without power when we do so much digitally, so much electronically. And see, that is the downside of being on the grid. I love the grid and what it does for us as society, but it's a lot of negative aspects to it because they can turn that bitch off whenever they fucking feel like it. They can charge you an arm and a goddamn leg for your power. The Most High come through. Schumann resonance, thunderclap, knock it out. You know what I'm saying? It's just the fragility of mankind, human society is gonna be highlighted in the coming days, weeks, months, and years, baby. And you better prepare for it. I'm telling you now, you're gonna see shit collapse in some areas, and you're gonna wonder, well, why aren't the leaders doing anything? They ain't doing nothing because they can't fucking do nothing. Just like all weak ass Angela Merkel could do was walk through them little German villages and say, well, I'm glad we're working together. It's good to see that we're working together and teaming up. What do you expect people to do? She couldn't do nothing else except for say that, give a little bit of piecemeal ass bullshit from her mouth, talking about, I'm glad we're working together. Just like the motherfucking governors and them senators. And them leaders in Texas couldn't hardly do nothing, could they? The people had to get a lot of that shit done, right? See, that's, you're gonna see more of that because it's time for bureaucracy to fall in a lot of areas. So you're gonna see shit happen. You might want to prepare for it. Might want to prepare for it, shit. That's all I got to say. I ain't even planning on coming on here today. My first thought this morning when I got up was not the power outage that I saw advertised hours ago. My first thought this morning was, thinking about an experience I had last night with yet another child telling me about some adults that are on some fuck shit. So this is, I guess, going to be several times a week now where I'm in another realm and there's a child telling, crying, not crying as in a bad, like actually crying, but like crying foul on these fucking adults that do bullshit. And I could tell them adults, they was licorice old men and they were demons. This little girl, little black girl, was telling me what these old men had was up to, and she was just telling me, I can't remember what she told me. I just know it was some nasty and some bad shit. And she was telling on these two old ass men. And these two old ass men turned their anger and vitriol on me. Now, they was not super old. They were in the bodies of maybe 55 to 65-year-old men. But they were demons. And this little girl was telling on them. And we were at a playground. And she was telling on them about these two older black men. So you older black men, you too. I don't know if you are out there in the world and you might come across my message, or if spirit might put my message to your ears like a goddamn hot iron. But if so, I'm gonna tell you this right now. She told me what you did. She told me how y'all operate. She told me what y'all be up to. And I know it's more than a couple of y'all because I just saw y'all two in that experience, and she was telling on y'all two. She probably was just telling on y'all two because y'all two are probably the worst. Now, I know in the experience you tried to put some kind of scab and some kind of crust on my body, on my vessel in that. I don't know what you thought you were going to do. Did you think you were going to play Potter? Did you think you were going to play let's put her in a shell of macrame? I mean, paper mache, rather. What? What did you think you were gonna accomplish by putting that crust and shit all on my skin and it flaking off of me and talking shit to me? Like, did you think you were gonna turn me into a statue and that I still wasn't gonna whoop your motherfucking ass? I don't know what you thought you were doing by putting like pie crust all over me. Like, it was a supernatural shit where they were talking and all this crust was like on my skin and then it would flake off. Like, it would just pop right back off of me. Like, I don't know what you people were. You're not people, you're demons, but I'm just saying. I don't know what you thought you were accomplishing with that weak shit, but she told me enough information about you that we're gonna fucking deal with you. I might not have dealt with your ass last night, 'cause I was more in that observer role. But see, the reason why I didn't deal with your ass last night is 'cause I gotta find out who your partners are. Okay, and see, I noticed this morning that when I went to text my sister, my app kept glitching out and closing out and closing out and closing out and closing out. The texting app kept closing out. So I gave up on it and I said, fuck it. Let me just go on here and record and tell the people that I've been prophesied that fucking blackout, that power outage. But I also want to share this experience. I wasn't intending on a lot of shit. I don't share, y'all. A lot of shit I just don't share unless they tell me. But they wanted me to warn these two lecherous ass, debaucherous old niggas. I'm gonna fuck your ass up, man. You ain't gonna get away with this shit with me, man. All right, you ain't gonna get away with me. And see, that thumbnail that I used yesterday on that video of that woman with that gun in her hand from Call of Duty, you see, that's a likeness of me. I used to have my hair similar to that. I just didn't have it shaved down, bald on the side, but I did used to have it straight in the top like that. Y'all seen them pictures of me on my Instagram? My hair was just like that. I got other videos where I compared myself, my hair cut low like that and straight in the top, to Uther Pendragon from Cursed. That was a likeness of me from Call of Duty. Now, that's not exactly me, but that's a likeness of me, and that's why my guides and my ancestors let me find that. Okay? So, and then she got on the motherfucking mask, 'cause you I don't know why she got the fucking mask on, 'cause I'm a fucking refuse, Nick. I don't like to wear that bitch. I only put a fucking mask on when I'm going to the goddamn doctor's office, 'cause it's required. But the rest of the time, fuck that. I'm not telling you people to be like me, but I ain't got time for that shit. It's too goddamn hot to have them dumbass shits on my face. And since their little stickler is still allowing people to catch that, I don't give a fuck about no piece of cloth from my face. That's why I'm not traveling right now, because nobody's gonna force me to do that shit. It's nothing that important for me to travel for, to be talking about no health pass and no stickler and all of that foolishness and that stupid shit. Nah, I'm good. My own body has rebelled against me. I ain't scared of no goddamn cough. My own body have given me enough trouble, okay? Without no exterior issues. You know what I'm saying? Genetically, my own body has given me enough trouble over the years. I'm not afraid of no shit that is like the common cold, allegedly. And that's just me. But Most I told me don't be afraid of that shit. I ain't gonna be afraid of it. I've been, you know. Oh, I had to stretch. Y'all know I've gotten in enough trouble on YouTube for telling you what the fuck was up with that shit. Y'all know I got enough fucking trouble blow down on my goddamn back for that. I'm not talking about it again, but I'm just saying I just had to get on, just had to, like tiptoe around it and then get off of it. Okay, I'm off of it. All right, I'm off of it. I'm off of it. Anyway, I'll talk to y'all later. I got more readings, more content to do for y'all. Right, I'm gonna get to it. I've been feeling pretty good lately, but yeah, I just been pacing myself because it's been going live and been going down in the motherfucking DMs, bitch. Been going down in the dimensions. Been going down in the realms, baby. Oh shit, That shit's still heavy on me, what I had to do to that bitch. But not because I had to do it. It's heavy on me because of how many, like I said, how many children and how many souls there were. That's why it was heavy. She ain't the first one. Well, let me think. She is the first one that I had to put down like that, but she won't be the last. She's the first one that I had to put down for that kind of reason, but that I can remember. I'm sure there's been others, but the one that I can actually remember and that I was told to report, she's the first, and but she won't be the last. She won't be the last because, like I said, just last night, this little girl was telling me about these raggedy ass niggas. And see, I can't stand liquorous old men that lust after little children. I can't stand that. Like that, I have the rack for you. I have drawing quarter for you. I have fillet. I have crucifixion. I have burning at the stake. I have skinning alive, which is filleting. Flaying. Flaying. I have a lot of things for you. I have opening around and pouring gunpowder on your skin and lighting it on fire. I have a lot of shit for you niggas and men that do this kind of shit. Think I'm playing with you. A lot of motherfuckers is gonna fall that's in this shit here. You're gonna see a lot of little sexual deviants and child assaulters, youth assailants. Yeah, you're gonna see a lot of those fuckers get exposed. I've accepted the mission. I'm on the goddamn call, bitch. I'm on the line. They got me on the line now. They done called Delta Force about this here shit now. 'Cause see, part of 5D is cleaning that shit up too. You know, it ain't just about no adults going to 5D. Children also. So, I'll talk to y'all later. I got shit to do. And y'all take care. Namaste.